just like music. What's up, y'all? Thank y'all for tuning in to Music Unwrapped. My name is Kelly Antoinette, and today I have my best friend here,
Anya Simone,
and we'll be uncovering the album by Jasmine Sullivan called Hotels. It just came out a couple of days ago, and it's been on the uprise. She's been on a big hiatus for the last 5 years, and it was just amazing to see her put out something, especially because in the past she has a lot of great projects out. And yeah, so today we'll just be breaking down each track and giving our own opinion and an open discussion about how we feel about the songs. Okay, so the album includes 14 different tracks. It's a 30-minute long album. And there's three different artists featured on her album, including her, Anderson .Paak, and Ari Lennox. What else?
I think it's a great vibe to bring back R&B music. And it's just something for us, you know, if you're entering your 20s, your middle-aged 20s or whatever, it's just getting us back to what we used to know and what we used to jam to when our parents was jamming they good music.
Exactly. So that's what we'll be getting into today, and we're going to go track by track. So first, yeah, so the first track that we'll be talking about is her number one track called Bodies. So, Anya, so we're going to start with you first since you're the guest on the show. So listening to the track Bodies, what did you take from that? What did you get from that song?
So basically, I got speaking on relations and actions taking places. People knowingly know it's not the best for you. However, you can't just stop for many reasons, such as, you know, feeling wanted. Sometimes when you have sex with someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be a connection, but you feel, you know, wanted at sometimes. You might feel empowered at times. It just all depends on what takes place in the situation and who the person is.
Okay. I can agree on that. So if y'all haven't listened to the album, I don't know if I can play the song, but I'll just go through a couple of lyrics from the song. And just so y'all can get a gist of what the song was about and why we feel that way about it. So the first verse, it says, "Bitch, get it together, bitch. You don't know who, you don't know who you went home with last night. Who you went home with again? Was it your friend or a friend of a friend? Who was he? Was he a 4? Was he a 10? And my mama wouldn't like it if she knew about it. All my rendezvous and all my whereabouts. Oh, what'd it say? Oh, shit, bitch. My bad, y'all. I'm going to edit that out. All my rendezvous and all my whereabouts. I keep on, baby. I keep on piling up bodies on bodies on bodies. Yeah, you getting sloppy, girl." So that was verse one. And basically what I took from the song was that she's contemplating all the men that she slept with after a long night of partying. Yeah, she's living her life day by day, every single day, but is she actually really living, or is she just out there, I don't know, doing what she wants to do, you know? She's like
her life, but she's regretting so
much. Right, yeah, exactly. Like, she regrets so much. She regrets everything that she does the day after, mm-hmm. you know, sleeping with people, and she's just collecting all these bodies, and she doesn't even know these people. Yeah, and then she just continues to do it, even though she knows that it's wrong. So that's basically what I got from that song. I think it's a pretty good song. It's one of my favorite songs on the track. And yeah, so that's...
I just feel like anybody that's living in this age can feel that, they can understand that, because, you know, once you get to a certain point in life, you tend to do that. You know, not everyone can find love right then and there. Not everyone has a high school sweetheart. So I can understand. I can feel that.
Right, just living every day like
that
it's your last
me.
Day.
That
shit.
Was me in college,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know what I'm saying? I get it, girl. Get your nut.
Stupid, get your nut. Okay. Okay, so the next song is called Antoinette's Tale. Oh, yeah, and so basically, dang.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We didn't do that part. Oh, well, whatever. So, right? So basically, what I didn't say before, the album basically entails six different tales of women basically telling their stories and their views on dating and relationships and things like that. And yeah, and their past experiences. So the number two track is going to be called Antoinette's Tale. So it's basically going to be a woman speaking about her past endeavors. Okay. Let's look it up. So a couple of lyrics from this song. So the first spoken word from her, she says, "The thing is, niggas cannot handle if a woman takes the same liberties as them, especially with regards to sex. Like, our society teaches them to be so wrapped up in themselves and their own conquests, yeah, that they forget we're sexual beings as well. Plus, their egos are often way too fragile to ever handle a woman who owns and has any real agency over her body. And we're to blame as well, because we're out here telling them that the pussy is theirs when it actually is ours." Okay, so Anya. Mm-hmm. So Anya, how you feel about that one?
I agree. I feel like men can't really handle a woman being in their position. So I feel like it's speaking on empowering, knowing your body and being comfortable within your body. Men always, I'm not gonna say always, I'm not gonna say all men, but some men do, you know, slut shame, which is why Amber Rose has her like slut shame walk or whatever, because a lot of men slut shame because women are comfortable with who they are and they're sexual beings, and they have to understand that women, just like men, they crave sex. You know what I'm saying? First of all, women bear children. So you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're sexual beings. So I just feel like, you know, men aren't as secure as women are when it comes to knowing their body and knowing what they want to their bodies. And I just feel like some women feel like they have to hide their sexuality because men put that stigma on women. So I feel like, you know, I feel like women should just embrace, you know, their past, what they've done, their body count and all that other stuff. I feel like body count shouldn't even matter, but it does.
But yeah. Cool. So No, you can go.
I'm sorry. Okay. But yeah, a man wants to feel like a man. And if a man feels like if a woman has been with so many other dudes or just any other guy that makes them less of a man or whatever the case may be, I feel like guys want that woman to be just theirs, but they can still hoe around and do what they need to do, but a woman can't do that. And that's very, you know, just contradicting. What is it?
What's the word?
Double standard. Double standard. Okay, now I'm there.
Okay. So basically what I got from it is that basically just talk about women empowerment sexually and men being unable to handle women being sexual beings. It pretty much makes them uncomfortable and insecure knowing that their woman is just as sexual as them, when it should just make them even more confident. Like, not to, exactly. And not even to bring any personal things into it, but I've also dealt with like men, me being very sexual with a man that I'm dating, and then him thinking that I'm being sexual with other people, or me cheating on him because I'm extra sexual with him. I got that 3,000. So, you know, I just feel like, I honestly just feel like that should make him feel even more, you know, special that I'm even giving that part of me to him, you know. But at the same time, if I'm not dating him and we're just like casually having sex and I'm telling him that it's his, then yes, it's going to create a possessiveness over him that makes him feel like he can control me and that my punani is only for him, when in reality, if he can give his dang-a-lang away to everybody, then why can't women do the same? You know, and I feel like we shouldn't be looked down for that because we're sexual beings. Like, we were created to have sex. We were created to be sexual beings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sure. I mean, but we were here. We were made to reproduce, you know? Like, that was the point of, you know, being born anyway. But yeah, so basically that's what we got from Antoinette's Tales. Okay, so next we're gonna move up to Pick of Your Feelings. This is personally one of my favorites. Yeah. one of my favorites because Jasmine, you did your thing on this with the album. Bro, the whole album. Like, but this song, she gave us a whole like church choir vibes. I like the deep tone in her voice when she's singing "Feelings," bro.
I don't say church vibe, but
okay. Bro, no. If you really listen to it, the chords in it. The chords. Okay, I'm talking about the instruments. I'm not talking about the lyrics.
Baby, we finna get into that one, and that was not church going, okay?
At all, bro. So, yeah. So, let's go ahead and get it to pick up your feelings. Okay, so I'm gonna read a couple of lyrics from, like I'm doing every song. Shit, I ain't gonna keep saying that. I ain't got Apple Music no more. Mm-mm. Yeah, you already know. Okay, so I'm gonna just read the first verse, and it says, "You say that I've been acting different. Yeah, funny how I finally flipped the script on you. When you the one who's double dipping. Yeah, you so sloppy. How I caught you slipping up. You're off the leash. Run me my keys. No more popping up to hit it. Yeah, I ain't even got the miles to trip on you. New phone, who this? Brand new, like the whip." Rack it up, no assist. Main bitch, I ain't even average. Wake up, need a zip. Hennessy, take a sip. I got my jeans, I'm too thick. Period. Ain't got the room for extra baggage. So, yeah. So, what I got from that was men can cheat and blame it on the woman. Now that she's doing her own thing, he wants to trip on her. You know, she's starting to boss up, and he starts bugging on her because she's not acting the same way that she was before. You know, she put up with a lot of his stuff, but now she's telling him, like, dude, you got to go. Because now that I found my worth in who I am, baby, there ain't no way you hold me back.
Period.
So that's pretty much what I got from it. And to basically just separate your heart from your mind when it comes to bad relationships with men or whoever you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Like, just separate it when the relationship is bad and you're not getting everything that you're supposed to from him. So yeah,
pass it on, my good sis.
So I can relate 110% to this motherfucking song because I'm like, y'all, so I'm not gonna put all my personal business out, but I'm putting a little bit of my business out. I've been in a situation. I'm currently in a situation like this. So I feel like we're gonna pick up your first. Okay, yeah. So men see women changing and they don't like it. Some men feel like they want to have control of their significant other, and when a woman is fed up, that's when, you know, a woman. That's when the song to me, when a woman is fed up, this is basically that song. Like, I'm tied up, you know, dealing with your shit and being second to whatever you put me second to. Like, no, I'm done with it. And when men see you becoming a woman and see, they get scared, they get nervous, because they're like, well, damn, she's finna leave, this is it, like, I can't be a little boy no more. But at that time, a woman is already done, she's already moved on in her mind. Like, she probably hasn't physically moved on, but mind wise her mind is out of it, so her heart is out of it. It's like she's done and she's ready to do what she needs to do as a woman and be a better woman to herself. Girl, I didn't even read my passage, come on. Because I felt this, baby. I'm going to tell you, I fucked with the internet because I was like, you know what? This is a real one. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me find my notes then, girl. Find my notes. Shit.
You're fine.
God dang, where my notes? Okay. Shit. Okay, but wait a minute. But yeah, okay, yeah. The most scary thing for a man is a woman who has had enough and is ready to boss up. She's already knows what she's getting and she is tired of the BS and she wants to live her life. So disregarding his feelings because it's her time to shine, it's her time to be selfish, and it's her time to be happy. And when men realize that, they already know that they fucked up and it's too late. Which brings me back to some personal, you know, relationships that I had before. You know, I was very vulnerable and I felt for these dudes and I put my all into these guys. And, you know, after a while, I got fed up with the bullshit and I moved on from it. And once I moved on, they were doing what they needed to do. But at that time, I was already over it. I didn't care no more. So save it for the next person. No, I need somebody else who can do what I need them to do the first time around, not the second, third, fourth time around. So, Jasmine, I'm going to give you a 10 out of 10 on that one, baby. Because that one, I was like, hell yeah, bitch. Okay, that's my little opinion about that one. And that's how I really felt about it. Just, you know, women just being a better woman. And not worried about putting herself into a man.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I can do this. Period. All right. Yeah, that's probably one of my. Yeah, that is top five for me off the album. Yeah, Pick up your feelings from the vocals to the chords to the lyrics, everything. I just felt it. So we're gonna move on to Ari's tale. So basically, this is Ari Lennox telling her little tale about what she was going through with a man. You know, I think most women have been there. You know, if you listen to the song, we've all been a little, you know, dickmatized. Okay, the word is dickmatized and dumb. Okay, so. Basically, yeah, it's
down there now.
What we gotta get out of that? But so basically, what I got from Ari's tale is basically letting men mistreat us because we feel lonely, making sacrifices for men just because the dick is good, y'all. Like, we really can't be letting these men take over our whole being because they got some flexible dick. Like, bend it over. Nah, we can't be doing all that. So basically, that's what I got from Ari and that little skit that she did. So what did you get from that, Anya?
I agree 100%. I just said I was gonna piggyback off of this one too, because like I said, you're able to lose yourself in a man, and I know that very well, y'all. I feel like now I can talk about all these things because I've been through a lot of these situations, and it's very easy for you to lose yourself in a man. Because I mean, well, we're going to get to the song, and I'm going to tell you how we're going to break it down from that part. But yeah, I 100% agree with Kelly how women can really lose themselves, especially over some good dick, because, boy.
Can we please move on? So we're going to move on to the next song. It's called Put It Down by Jasmine Sullivan, okay? So I'm going to just read y'all off verse 1. So verse 1 says, he lived with his mama, but I treat him like a king. What a fool. Yeah, every time he come around, he got me acting like a fake. When he be asking for money, I can never tell him no. And when he say he want to see me, I drop everything and go. I know he make me look crazy. I do whatever you say. Tell me the time and the place. You know that I'm on my way. Give him the keys to my car. He bring it back tomorrow. I got whatever you need. Long as he give me that D. Oh, hell.
Let me tell you.
Woo! Okay. She spoke on that, because that's real. And a lot of women are in that situation. I've been there before. Like, nigga ain't doing shit.
Ain't
doing a thing. So basically, it's taking care of men, even though he a bum. Dropping everything for a man who does the bare minimum. Being blind by the dick even though he has nothing to offer. You're willing to sacrifice so much even when you're not getting anything at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my god. Like, I don't know. I just feel as if, like, honestly, besides like us being dickmatized, men feel like their dick is enough. Like, most men just think that them giving you dick is enough for you to just stay, and for you to do to bend backwards for him is, I don't know, basically that's just it. Like, I just feel like men just think their dick is enough, which is not. Bitch, I need you to pay up, do something, nigga. Take me to eat, bitch, something, nigga.
Feed a bitch before you,
feed a bitch before you drain a nigga. Damn, that's it.
All 3 times. The fuck. But I totally agree. For me, I say, you know, just taking care of a man. You're taking care of a grown ass child. As a black woman, as again, speaking for myself, I'm more willing to understand. First of all, I have never dated outside my race. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm very strong with my black men. So, and I know the trials that goes with a black man. So, you know, I'm more willing to do more for a black man because, like I said, I know what they go through, and it's not easy.
You want to help
them. Exactly. You want to help your nigga, you know. And once you have that sexual connection with somebody, it's a whole different feel. You feel something completely more. And you just kind of get a little lost, especially the first time. Because sometimes, y'all, the first time be the best.
Girl.
The first time be the best. And you just be like, I got to get some more. And then the second time be like, what the fuck? I'm going to give him another chance. And it's just like, you know, you're just constantly going back and forth. But when the dick is really good, and that's all he has to offer, like, you know, you're just settling for dick at this point. And that's a problem a lot of women, including myself, have had in the past. You know, I would be just so naive and just let somebody just walk over me because I know I'm finna get some good dick in later on. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. some people do that just to feel wanted, and they end up staying in that relationship. It's not even a relationship. It just becomes relations. But, you know, dick makes you do some crazy things, just like pussy makes you do some crazy things. So I'm not going to just put it all on, like, you know, men, you know, dropping dick. But for this point, for this song, it's about being dickmatized and you doing things for men who just cannot provide anything else but dick. And I mean, that's what it is. There's a lot of men out there like that, and it's sad, but shit, us women, we fall for it. They fall for the slick lines. The slick lines go to the good dick, and the good dick goes to your fucking head. Damn, living with his mama.
A nigga living with his mama, though, and you calling him a king?
Right, I'm not calling you a boy.
I mean, damn, it would be different if he lived with his mama trying to get his paper up and then he taking care of you, but if he ain't doing damn thing,
but giving you dick,
and you giving him money, and you letting the nigga borrow your car until the next day, and he bring that shit back on E. And no bill, you ain't got no bills, mama boys. I ain't got time for that.
Jasmine, okay, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, Jay. I'm sorry, little Jay. Like that.
Hell no.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the next song. It's called On It. This is the one that's featuring my girl, Ari Lennox. Ari Lennox, you know I stand for you, girl. That Coco. She bought a baby. Bro, you did that. You did that whole album. That whole whipped cream song. You did that, girl. You had a lot of hits. But anyways, so her and Jasmine did their thing on this song. So basically, I'm going to go through a couple lyrics so y'all can get a gist of what it's talking about. So they come in on the verse, I mean, on the song, and they say, I want to sit on it, so tell me why you deserve it. Come on and prove why I should move. Spit on it. Then Ari goes along to say, I need more than a text message. You're going to have to pull off something impressive. Curves got you driving reckless. Take this water and hydrate, bitch.
That's not what the...
No, it literally says... It literally says that. But you know, Ari said it more relaxing, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. Whatever, bitch. Anyways, oh yeah, and then Jasmine goes on to say, cause I heard some freaky shit about you, so let me see what that mouth do, cause baby, it's not that easy to please me. Yeah, I need it. Yeah, I need my attention with a different position. Ooh, woo, 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 woo.
Yes,
so basically what I got from that song was them fantasizing about the P9, making a man prove that he deserves to get the Punjabi. Ari and Jasmine get very sexual in this song. They describe all the things that they would do to their man if they proved themselves to them and why they deserve it. So basically, I feel like, you know, like once a man proves himself to you, like he's willing to take care of you, he's willing to show you that he wants to date you and stuff, like it makes a woman want to be even more sexual with you. You'll get like the 100% of that woman when you do what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Besides just giving me the dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, do more for me and you'll get more of me. That's basically what I got from that, especially sexually, because us women, we tend to be timid sometimes. Some women, they're very comfortable with their sexuality. But, you know, in other words, there's some women that can be timid because they don't want a man to take advantage of them sexually, you know. But if we feel like the man is doing what they're supposed to do for us, then we're willing to go full force with them, you know. Every woman's different, but this is what I got from that. What did you get from that, Anya?
So when we was doing this one, I was telling you, like, I wasn't 100% sure, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I have to piggyback off of you and what you said. But, yeah, I feel like sexual desires, you see something... Wait, what? Okay, sexual desires, sometimes you see the sexual before anything, but I also feel like that is true. You need to, before you can even... I feel that should be a standard for a lot of women. Before you even get to have a part of my body, what can you offer my body? You know, what are you giving to my body? And I feel like a lot of them, I mean, well, I will say for myself, you know, I have been able to just, you know, bust it up in once or twice, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that you can't do nothing for me. But that also kind of goes back to the previous song, Put It Down, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, I totally agree with everything you said. I feel like before you can even give yourself to a man, what can a man give you? And not even on some like gold digging shit or something like that, but I feel like we should have more standards as women when it comes to letting people come inside our body, because I strongly believe in soul ties. So it's like, once you let somebody come in there, what now? They're stuck on you. So it's just like exactly what Kelly said. I agree 100%. 100%. I didn't have it much written down for that one, because I was just like, first of all, only this my shit. So I was like, yes, I'm the dick. You know what I'm saying? Do it on the dick. Do it on the, even that's a little Megan, but you know what I'm saying? I felt that. But anyways, here you go, Kelly.
Okay. So basically that was it for On It, right? Yeah. So that was On It. So now we're going to move on to Donna's Tale. So basically Donna is another skit, is an interlude in the album. It's another woman telling her side of the story or how she feels about certain topics. So I'm going to go ahead and read off what Donna has said. She says, or women think, and I would say this through my experiences, right? Women think, oh no, I don't trick, I don't hoe, I don't do none of that shit. Bitch, every time you sleep with, even if you're married, you have tricked in your fucking marriage. You have sex because you know your husband is gonna give you what the fuck you want the next day. Girl, I gotta give him some so I can get that. No, you fucking hoeing, bitch. You right about it. She right about it. Let's keep this shit fucking real. That's some real stuff. Let's keep this shit, what the hell? Let's keep this shit fucking real. You're fucking your husband so you can get what the fuck you want. Okay, that's true. Okay, I'm not gonna read all this. But basically, that's what the what she was saying. What I got from that was about women tricking in and out of the relationship or marriage. Is tricking considered the same as gold digging? Do you think women can be tricking to get what they want even in a relationship? I don't know. It just depends on who you're with, I guess. I don't know. If you feel like you have to do that in your relationship, then it's more of like something transactional in a relationship, right? Like, I feel like it's, if you're only having sex with your man just to get something from him, then technically, yeah, it is tricking. You're basically doing the same thing, because you have to have sex with him just to get what you want. It's not like he's just giving it to you just to give it to you. So I kind of see what she's saying in a way, because yeah, basically like it would be different if he was just doing it for you rather than you having to have sex with him just to get it. So what do you think about it, Anyi? Hold on.
I agree to a certain extent, just because what you just said about, like, you know, if I have to have sex with you in order to get something, I wouldn't say that's tricking. I would say that's just gold digging, really. Like, you are really just...
But even in a marriage?
Hell yeah, some gold diggers getting married.
That's true.
But that's just my thought about it. I feel like, you know, she's speaking on the financial aspect of a relationship. Not even the financial aspect of, but more of what you're expecting out of it. So you're giving your body away for something later on in the situation. So like, okay, I'm gonna fuck this nigga because I want to go to fucking Ruth's Chris and get me a motherfucking steak and some shrimp or some type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you're looking for something transactional. Like, it's all about what you're looking for. So you're not doing it for love. You're doing it for something more, like for what you want in your gain. So I understand, though. I get it, because at the end of the day, men do the same thing. So right. Shit, like y'all said, dickmatize. Do you hear me? So I mean, it can go two ways, and I do feel like that's another topic. You know, is go digging the same as tricking, or is it a difference in it? But I mean, it all depends on your definition of tricking too. A lot of people have their own definitions of what tricking is, because Megan said, you know, it ain't tricking if you only buy your food. But shit, that nigga done spent some fucking money, bitch. So, fuck.
Who else said it ain't tricking if you got it?
It ain't tricking if you got tricking if you got it.
I don't know. That's
an
old ass song.
I really like holding this thing. I feel like I got the juice for this thing.
I like it.
So the next song we're going to move on to is Price Tags. Oh, really?
I put
Okay. So Price Tags was basically about money is what makes her come or whatever. So what I wrote about that is money makes her want him. She doesn't give the pussy away unless she gets what she wants from him. But mainly money is what attracts her. So from what I remember from that song is... I don't know, basically, like, she's a woman that's very materialistic in a way, and all she wants is money. I don't know, really. I don't know.
This
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Basically, that's what she was talking about. I don't know. That's basically what all I got from it was that, you know, she's just the type of woman that likes to be bought things. She likes fancy things. And that's the only type of men that she would want to deal with, pretty much.
Yeah, like, because part of it was just like honey's in my hand. You know what I'm saying? She wanted spending bands. That's what she said verbatim. Like, what? Honey in them hands. That money keep this pussy wet. And there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like, shit, if you know what you want, then fuck it. You can say, like, I need you to have your money. You know, not necessarily saying that, like, you know, I don't got it. But, shit, if you finna approach me, I'm not finna go beneath me. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but
that's what you got.
Yeah, like, fuck them price tags. Like she said, fuck them price tags. But I really didn't write anything down, so I'm really just going off the head right now, just because I'm looking at the lyrics again, and it's making me like rethink everything that she was saying. And I do agree with Kelly. Like, she's basically saying, before I even put out, I need to know that you can provide for me on a different level. And there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that should be a good standard for people to just expect more from their significant other. Not saying you have to necessarily just be, you know, out for their money, but you don't have to settle either. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in plenty of broke-ass relationships. And, bitch, I'm tired. I'd rather just be with a nigga gonna give me some money, too. Fuck. So, at the end of the day, I agree with what you said when it comes to, you know, a little chain. Because, like, once again, let me repeat it for y'all in the back real quick. Like, hold on, let me go to it. Hundreds in my hand. Want it. Spend them bands. Yeah, I'm gonna take all I can get. That money keeps this pussy wet. She don't want no broke nigga. It's gonna have a dry cooch.
That's it.
That's period. Period, point blank. But yeah, that's my little intake on that one. I didn't write that one down. I put
dot. Wow. Okay, so the next track is going to be Rashida's Tale. So basically, she's talking about how she fell in love with a woman. They got proposed to together. Her fiance basically introduced her to her best friend. They went out for drinks one night. They messed around. Her fiance found out and then broke up with her. And basically, she was heartbroken and she couldn't fix the relationship. And she was talking about how basically she'd been cheated on before in all of her other relationships and she never cheated. And the simple fact that she actually cheated on somebody that she was in love with really broke her heart. And so, yeah, basically what I got from that is, you know, I don't know. Just don't put up don't put yourself in situations where it might detriment your relationship forever. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you really love that person, just be conscious of everything that you do, you know. Yeah, you may think that it might not hurt that person. And you think they may not ever find out, but when they do, it's hard to come back from.
Yeah, trust is something that is really hard to get back, especially when it comes to a relationship. Rashida's Tale, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this one was very different because we've been talking about, you know, men and women, but this one for me was a same-sex topic, actually. So this was a girl marrying a girl, and I, you know, thought that was pretty cool to have in the in the album. But what I put was traumatic bonds. Sometimes you have something so good, you tend to destroy it because you've been hurt so much and you never really healed from it. So, you know, you tend to try to hurt people before they can hurt you. And it's just, you can just decipher that how you want to, but you have to figure out the good and the bad. And you just have to realize, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have to know, like, okay, I'm in this relationship, so whatever happened to me before that person, that's to the side. That doesn't even matter anymore. It's a different person. It's a different situation. So I think that we have to let go of our hurt before we can even get into another relationship. And with me, I can speak this personally. For me, I've never really just healed from a relationship. I would just hop in relationships just so I can feel, you know, either wanted or needed at a point in time. So I think for me, I understood this a lot because there were times where I was in relationships that, I mean, I have been hurt plenty of times, but I've also done hurting as well. So, I mean, I think it just depends on, how you really look at it. But yeah, I feel like me and Kelly have the same, pretty much, on pretty much all the songs, we pretty much have like the same understanding. But yeah, that's how I feel about Rashida's Tale.
Okay, so the next one we'll be getting into is Lost Ones by Jasmine Sullivan. That's gonna be the next song on the track. It's pretty good.
It's my top five too.
Yeah, that's definitely one of mine. And at the end, we're gonna discuss our top five from the album and what we think. Yeah, that we think was like that really touched us or that we really enjoyed listening to. Here you go. So the next one is gonna be Lost Ones. I'm gonna read a couple of lyrics from this song. So it starts off by saying, you know when you lost one, a good one, you know when you lost. You go out and fuck different people to cope and ignore all precautions. You drink and you drink and you get faded. You feel like that's your only option. And if it's too late, I understand. Sometimes it's too late to make amends. Just hear me out before you let it go. There's one thing I need for you to know. Okay, so what I got from that song was that like after you, after losing the person that you love, you lose yourself into bad habits such as like drinking and smoking and having sex with different people. But you also want to be forgiven from that person, but that person is already moving on because you hurt them so badly. And like what you did hurt them so bad that they can't even like forgive you or try to make amends of the relationship. You know, it's just too much. It was just too much for them to handle. So the best thing for them is to move on, but you are still holding on to it because, you know, you didn't want to let the relationship go. It just happened because of your own mistakes.
Right. That was her best friend. She slept with her best friend too. That's like you sleeping with my nigga. Like, I would be devastated. And I could probably never, I don't want to say I could never forgive you, but that would take me hella time. Like, I mean time, because that, for y'all who don't know, me and Kelly have been friends since 2008. That was my first friend, even though she was my first bully at the same time. And I've been with this guy recently for like 3 years. So that's like her sleeping with the guy I'm with. That would be so on both relationships, you know, I would just feel betrayed by both people, not just the guy or the friend. I would feel by both. Back to the song, the Lost One. I put, you know, you've been hurt. Like I said before, you've been hurt so much you tend to put up a wall, and you hurt someone before you can get hurt. You later realize what you had, but it's too late because the damage has already been done. You can't take things back. Once what has already been said and done, you can't take back or unhear. And so, you know, I feel like you've been through so much, you're just reflecting on what's happening. You can't really change it. You can only be a better person from what you've already done. But at the same time, when you ruin a relationship that good to you, it puts a toll on you as well. So that's what I got from it. But one of my favorite songs, I'm not there right now. That's my shit.
All right. So the next one is going to be Precious Tale. So basically what I got from that skit is that seeking a working man turns her on, and wanting someone who's just as ambitious as her, knowing her worth and choosing someone on the same level. Oh yeah, but the next song, I'm really gonna go into that too, but that's basically what I got from her. It's like basically she's been working all her life getting what she wants for herself, you know, but she finally just yearns for a man who wants to take care of her.
And once again, I agree, bitch. I just put, you know, basically it's knowing your worth. You know, you're being with someone who can match the energy you bring. If you've been in the struggle for so long and you finally up, you don't want to go back and put yourself in company that's going to bring you back down. So you will only want somebody to just motivate you to be more or do more. You know what I'm saying? So I agree, you know. You worked hard, you want to play hard. But
so the next song is going to be called The Other Side. Let me see. Huh? All right. Hold on. The Other Side.
I don't have corona, y'all.
You're stupid. Okay.
Some of this shit you gotta keep up, cause some of this shit, this is how you do it. You know, some pop.
Yeah, no. So the first verse goes into say, on the other side, I sit alone in my room thinking how I'ma get out. I go to work at a job I don't care nothing about. My rent is due later, only got half to pay up. I never can save up, think I've run out of favors. I'ma move to Atlanta, I'ma find me a rapper, he gonna buy me a booty. let me start a movie. I'm going to keep up my fitness. I'm going to start me a business. And I'll never be broke again. Struggling God as my witness.
I hear that part.
Yes.
Okay,
deleted. Okay. So basically she's just contemplating on her life of how much she's worked so hard, and she feels like she's still not getting anywhere. So she just feels like she should just get up and start a whole new life, maybe move to Atlanta, find her a baller that can take care of her, because she's tired of the 9-to-5 life. Like, she just wants to be taken care of. She just wants her life to elevate, but she feels like the things that she's doing is just a dead end. So where can she go from there? How can she build her life up? How can she find some, is it possible for her to find a man to help her build her life up, basically? Like, if she takes this big move and moves to this new city, will her circumstances change? And she feels she's basically contemplating taking that risk because she's sick of this 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. So here,
I agree. I feel like a lot of these women have, like, they all have different stories, but they all, to me, they kind of have, like, a similar meaning to them at the same time. Like, the other side is basically, to me, for me, is, like, damn, I'm stuttering hard. but don't settle for just anybody, especially if you have to work 10 times harder. It's just, like, what's the point? Because you can struggle by yourself, you know, and I've been in positions where I had to work 3 times hard, and I understand what she was talking about when, like, damn, I'm working this damn hard, but I still only got half the rent because you got other bills and you by yourself, and it's just no point for you to be with somebody who's not even going to get off their ass and help you out, you know what I'm saying? No man should want to see you struggle, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, but at the same time, it's like, as a man, you should never put yourself, don't come after me if you can't help me out, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't even come after me. So it's like craving a better life and being what you already been through. You're not trying to go back to that. You're not trying to go back to what you already been through. So somebody look at this as gold digging, but I think, you know, it's knowing your worth and knowing who you are and what you've been through, and you're putting that in perspective. You know, there's nothing wrong with people that are gonna throw a label. I mean, people are gonna throw a label on anything at the end of the day, but I feel like there's nothing wrong with wanting a man who has money because, you know, you've worked this hard. You're not just sitting on your ass and expecting the nigga to come save you. You're putting in the work, and you're tired of constantly taking care of men and all this other BS, and you just need a fresh start. You need a break. And it's hard to take care of yourself as a woman because there's so much things that you have to take care of, and there's so much that's expected of you as a woman that you're constantly putting money into, but just like, well, damn, I gotta pay this. Well, damn, I gotta get my hair done, but at the same time, it's just so much shit you gotta do, and it's just tiring, and it puts a lot on a woman. And that's why people be saying that you're bitter. I'm not bitter, I'm just tired. I'm tired of settling, and that's what I feel like it is. I'm not finna just be with any old nigga. Like, I just can't do it. Or any old man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so basically that's it. It's like, can she catch a break? Yeah, can I catch a break, please?
I thought this was
$100. Yeah.
Just in this financial aspect.
Right. Basically, so the next one is going to be called Amanda's Tale. It's the last tale before the last song on the album. It's the 13th track. So basically, Amanda's Tale goes into saying, it's a little hurtful that I can't just be confident in being with one person, that I gotta look over my shoulder looking at these girls on Instagram, and it's hard sometimes because I don't have all that they have, and the sex has become my superpower. It's like sex is where I'm finding my worth. You know, it's that one thing that I know. I can make you keep coming back to me. But at the end of the day, even if you don't really want me, I know you're going to want that. In one way, it's empowering. In another way, it's sad. I feel moments of sadness knowing that, you know, just me alone and who I am is not enough. So basically what I got from that is, like, us living in the social media age especially, it's like you have to live up to all these social standards. Like, every guy wants the woman with the Coke bottle body or the curly hair, whatever their standards may be. But that's just like social standards and, you know, what social media has made everyone feel like they're not worthy enough to have this certain person because they don't look this certain way or because they don't do these certain things or because they don't, you know, they may not appear like they got everything together. So she just feels like sex is her superpower, and that's the only way that she could keep a man's company, which is sad because that's how a lot of women do feel in this time of day, you know. is that sex is our power, and that shouldn't be the only thing that keeps you here. Why can't you get to know me as a person for who I am? If you could lay up with me, why can't you get to know who I am as a person more than just sex?
100% agree. Yeah, so I put, you know, sex is your only confidence. Well, you know, but sex was her only confidence. She felt like that because of the social media standard is so high. If you don't have a Kim K figure, or, you know, you don't have those Kylie figures, you know, just things like that. But at the same time, those are all enhanced. And I feel like for me, growing up as a little Black girl, that colorism was real for me. So, you know, man was looking for, you know, the light skinned girl, the yellow bone girl, the girl with the long hair. You know, I have to, you don't have that pretty long, like, fuck no, my shit is strong, Black, coarse hair, baby. Coarse as fuck, okay? Shrinkage is real, but I don't give a fuck, because now y'all want to praise that shit. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, men have a certain standard, and there's something wrong with that, but you don't have to put down a woman. And that's why I feel like a lot of women tend to be very sexualized, because they want to be, you know, pursued as beautiful or feel wanted, and they want to, you know, have all the things out there. So I understand what she was talking about. You know, you have to compete so hard, but it's like at the end of the day, you have to also remember that you cannot live through a screen. That is, like, if anything, do not live through a screen, because people are only going to post when they look good, like 95% of the time. You know what I'm saying? So, and that goes for men and women, because I know there's some guys who feel like, you know, let me give her some dick, you know, or not even that. Let me, like, throw these on with this on so she don't think I'm a lame. Because niggas be spending, like, $500 on shit on a fucking belt. Like, what the fuck is you doing? But that you already know how I feel about that. But anyways, here you go.
Right. Okay. So, we have finally made it to the last track. Track number 14. Woo-hoo! Woo-woo! Finally to the end, y'all. We're finally getting there. We did put in work for this. So the last track is going to be called Girl Like Me by Jasmine Sullivan, and it's featured by her. If you don't know her, she's put out a couple of good songs in the past. Actually, a lot of good songs, actually. Albums. But my favorite song by her right now is Damage. Oh, my gosh. By her. Damage by her. No, Damage by her. That song right now is like my top 7 in rotation right now. Three times a day. So let me go ahead and get into the lyrics. The first couple of lyrics of Girl Like Me. So Jasmine goes into saying on verse 1. Yeah, I made a profile on Tinder since you left me to be with her. I think that means I'm getting depressed. Wish I could return to sender. But you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body. Wondering what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you ain't choose me? Why you don't love me no more? And I don't even know what for. So basically, I got from that, she's going on dating sites to find somebody who loves her because she doesn't feel good enough with the man that she's with. She's kind of feeling desperate in that. Oh, yeah. And also in the relationship, she feels very unloved. She feels like she has to be a different woman because she's not good enough for the man that she's with. Him seeking women outside of her and women changing in the relationship because the man isn't seeing her worth. You know, sometimes we get stuck in these relationships and we stay with people because we feel like we can't find somebody else, even they don't see our worth, you know. And, you know, we have to get up and realize who we are, even if they seek somebody else. You know, if they seek somebody else, just try to pick up everything and move on, you know, because at the end of the day, they didn't see who you were, and you can't make nobody see who you are. So she feels like in order to get his attention again, she has to become a hoe or whatever. Or actually, no, I just feel like he just made her cold. You know, like she was in love with this man and he chose to be with somebody else, and she didn't understand why. He left her with so many unanswered questions. And so now she feels like, you know, fuck love. Fuck these men. Let me just go out and do what I gotta do, you know? Like, let me just do me until I find the person that actually sees my worth.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Sorry. Oh man, Kelly went in, man. She did that. You should let me win first. You should do your shit last, bitch. You're gonna edit that and flip it or something. But yeah, I just feel, you know, like your social standards. So for me, it was like just finishing through love, through you're fishing through love through social media, you know, and you're living your life through a screen, and you're just trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you're at Evans, baby. Yeah, living with the Joneses, but you were Evans. If y'all don't know, the Evans is called Good Times. Look it up. Anyways, but it's all about confidence. You know, if she wasn't feeling herself, she's not feeling she wasn't enough because of, you know, whatever, she's probably lacking something in her body or in her, whatever the case may be. I feel like she was just looking forward towards of a social standard of social media, and social media does put a big toll on relationships. And girl, I didn't got lightheaded really quick. I have to think about this. I'm sorry. Okay. So, but yeah, I agree with Kelly. She did really good on hers. I mean, she pretty much said it all. I just put, you know, the social standards, and she's fishing through love through social media and living through her life through a screen. And I will say this again, trying to keep up with the Joneses and you're the Evans. Period. But you're not feeling enough because of your body isn't the perfect frame. Your hair isn't, like, you know, down your back. You don't have the style that grabs the attention. You're not where you want to be at or where you need to be at. But you see someone else, you automatically feel less than. And my thing is, social media can put that on somebody. You can come out thinking your outfit fly, your makeup is good, your hair is laid. And then you see the next woman, you'd be like, well, damn, I should have. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's because I feel like she had lacked confidence within herself. And that could be another reason why her dude left, because it's like, okay, at the same time, you don't want somebody to be insecure in a relationship. It's just hella work that, you know, you have to constantly, you know, what's it called? Damn, I say this shit all the time too. What? When you're like, so it starts with the R. Damn. Well, basically, I'm just, what I feel is that, why is the last one so hard for me? Shit. But, like, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, the social media standards and what you feel, and the confidence is everything. Confidence is so much. And I feel like maybe her dude was, you know, talking to the next bitch, talking about, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so this, and she looks nothing like that person. So that kind of made her feel a little insecure as well. So that's my intake on it. I'm a little tired, so I can't even be 100% right now.
Okay, guys, well, that pretty much wraps it up for the first episode of Music Unwrapped. I really appreciate y'all for tuning in, and I hope y'all continue to listen to my channel. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Music Unwrapped, and also don't forget to subscribe to all of my my channels. You can find me on Spotify. I'm not sure if I'm on iTunes yet, but you could definitely subscribe on Spotify. And if you want to be featured on my channel, go ahead and email me at musicunwrapped21@gmail.com, or go ahead and DM me on Instagram at musicunwrapped to be featured on my channel. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh, and thank you, Anya, for tuning into my channel today and being a special guest and unwrapping this album with me. It was a pleasure having you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.